Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Ronald Reagan was a strong and formidable leader who was quickly able to instill hope and confidence in the people of the nation. He did it through no-nonsense, practical, Bible-based principles, and he was always able to interject humor into his public speaking. During the second presidential debate of 1984, he said to his 56-year-old opponent, Walter Mondale, "I will not make age an issue in this campaign. I am not going to exploit for political purposes my opponent's youth and inexperience." Reagan was 73 at the time, still teeming with strength and energy. When he won his first term for president, he was 69 and the oldest candidate ever to be elected president in the history of the nation up to that time. When shot by an attempted assassin, he recovered faster than expected. Reagan, throughout his presidency, proclaimed the evil of a growing federal government that had its fingers far too much in the lives of everyday Americans. Through executive orders, he cut many government regulations in order to let the private sector breathe. And he was successful. The Reagan years were a period of great growth and prosperity in America. Many of you have probably heard his famous saying, still quoted today. The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." On the other hand, his public addresses always stressed the greatness of America, the city on a hill, the light to the nations of the world.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.